I can't believe it. It feels like forever we've been planning this road trip and the day's finally here. It's been what? 3 months since we had that talk? I still can't believe you made it all happen so quickly. You really are my hero, you know? Oh, I just can't wait to get started. Come on, we should go to that restaurant. They should have a dinner menu this time. And I know you love their breadsticks. Babe, what are you looking at? Of course I know you're looking at me, Torque, but why? I look excited. Well, it's because I am. 4 days of something new, and with my favorite person in the whole planet. How could I not be excited? To be honest, well, it's exciting doing things with you. I'm glad you just let yourself rest. All those long hours of work. I'm so thankful that you make sure that we can live comfortably. So many people would love to be where I am. Nice house, beautiful view, amazing partner. I get to live feeling safe and secure because of you. I don't have to worry about getting sick and not being able to get checked up. There's always food on the table. You've even got backup snacks prepared for us. Even when we do random, spur-of-the-moment things, it feels natural. I feel at home with you, wherever we are. Oh my gosh, yes, okay, we planned this trip, but that's not the point. I still wake up and think to myself that it was me who got lucky finding you. I know you're driving, but can I hold your hand? Love you. Well, that was fun. Oh. No, I'm not tired. Well, okay, maybe a little. We've been out all day. Wanna know what my favorite part of the day was? Gosh, you're really gonna make me think about the past 2 days, aren't you? Let's see. First, there was the cafe. I really liked their selection. Honestly, I'd come back here just for that matcha latte. I didn't even think those were real. The movie we watched afterwards was okay. I'm glad the theater wasn't too packed. Cuddling with you was the fun part, though. Ooh, and the lunch at the restaurant we had? What was that? Thai? I think I like Thai food a lot now. There's so much flavor and spice in every bite, it's just amazing. Gosh, I feel like I gained 10 pounds that day just from the basil fried rice. I didn't know you knew so much about Thai cuisine, though. Wait, really? You researched everything beforehand? That's so cute. What came after the restaurant? Oh, it was the museum. No, it was the aquarium. Interesting date idea, by the way. I don't think anyone's ever taken me on a silent date before. Taking turns playing music for each other. No, it wasn't awkward at all. It felt Kind of nice, actually. Well, okay, fine. Was a little awkward, but in a good way. Like when we first started dating, those little butterflies of excitement whenever it was my turn to play a song. It really puts into perspective just how long it's been since we started dating. Come here and give me a hug. I'm getting cold. Thank you. The museum was an interesting place for me. I know I've told you this before, but when I was younger, I used to be afraid of the ocean. It was just so much. It was vast and dark and scary. And my mom had to take me home from a class field trip because I couldn't stop crying at the jellyfish. Oh, shut up, don't laugh. I didn't feel any of that with you, though. It was almost magical. Standing beneath that giant window, we were dwarfed by the animals floating in the tank, and I felt so small compared to them. When I turned away and looked at you, you were mesmerized. There was this look of awe in your eyes as I gazed up at you. A childlike twinkle washed all over your face as you admired them. And I realized I had the same look on my face whenever I look at you. I know this sounds super cliche, but I never met anyone that made me feel the same way as you do. Even though we spent so much time together, it's just something about the way you treat me that makes me feel like all my problems wash away. Whatever's troubling me is just a drop in the ocean to be taken away by the tides. Oh, wow. The day isn't over, is it? We still went to the amusement park. Gosh, all the food and rides just went by so fast. But it was so exhilarating. I still think you let me win that game of whack-a-mole, and you can't tell me otherwise. There's no way I got double your score on the first try like that. Hey, I'm sorry about getting grumpy in the middle of it all. I was just super upset that some bird pooped on me in front of all those people. What? I really like that summer dress. But yeah, it'll wash off. But oh my gosh, that's not the point. You're so dense sometimes. I love you anyway. You and your bone-headed giant mass of confidence and pride. Thank you for putting up with me. I know I can be a lot to handle. I'm not perfect. And I feel bad because sometimes I feel like I'm another burden on your shoulders to carry. I know that you can handle whatever gets thrown at you. But still, I shouldn't be adding to your problems, right? Can I be honest with you? I wasn't sure that this trip was gonna happen. You promised me it would be a thing, but whenever you came home, you looked so tired. I just didn't think you had it in you to schedule the trip and make it happen the way you did. Broke my heart to see you enter the front door, give me a kiss, and slump over one of the kitchen drawers. The way you dumped your bag on the floor, your shoulders rolled forward, your head tucked down. You looked defeated, tired. I wanted nothing more than to just scoop you into my arms give you all the love that you so desperately look like you needed. It hurts sometimes when you were so exhausted that you brushed past me wordlessly, going right to the couch. You'd eat dinner through instinct alone, and do the absolute minimum to get ready for bed. Shh, baby, I'm not judging you. All I'm saying is that I understand. Work can really get you down sometimes. That's why I try my best to be there for you. I don't know if you ever noticed, but I always made sure everything was already laid out for you. In the morning, I would do the same when you had to leave again. When we finally got in bed, you were always knocked out immediately. As soon as your head hit the pillow, you were out. There were so many nights I just stayed up and looked at you while you slept. Okay, it sounds a little weird, but at the same time, you looked so relaxed and at peace when you were asleep. I'd run my hands all over your body. I'd feel all these knots and tense muscles. I'd massage them until they loosen up and went away. It made me feel like I was helping. If even a little bit. Just to see you breathe slower, relax. You know what, though? I had faith in you. You're not one to back out of a promise. And you told me we were going on a road trip, so I believed it. I believed you. I admit there were times where I would almost give up on the idea of it, but you always pulled through. For me, right? I'm wrong? What do you mean? You're not only at peace when you're asleep. You're at peace whenever you see me, and you're most relaxed with me. You're such a charmer. Babe, I know you do all of this for me, and I'm so, so, so grateful for it. But... gosh, you're such an idiot. You overworking, callous, stupid idiot. I can't believe you made me cry tonight. Now my makeup is gonna smear. But you're my idiot. And I wouldn't want anyone else. I want you. I want you. And you alone. I love you. I love you. Will you say it back? Thank you for everything. I'll never leave you for as long as you let me. I know it can be hard, but let me stand by you. Let me be your light. Please, let me stay. Promise I'll stay. I'll stay.